بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا شارف او بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دوره حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اقتصى ودام الله فيه. ٹائٹل از سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صبا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے, جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے, بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے, بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے, دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے, روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے, روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم, ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم. چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے, ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم. چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق, جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے, جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے, مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے سلطنت دے در بے نوا سے، مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے سلطنت دے در بے نوا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، مجھ پہ برسات دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، مجھ پہ برسات دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے، جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے،
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. مالي محمد ہے. What's your name? اچھا ماشاءاللہ. سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صبا سے. The head has got some message to give to the morning wind. Saba is called the morning wind. Poets usually use this, that it conveys messages for us. So it were that the mind, the heart wants to give a message to the morning wind, convey my message. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, that person who has got connection with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, whom Allah has given connection, whom Allah has chosen and made his, and he's got a connection with Allah Ta'ala, he thinks of Allah Ta'ala, he obeys Allah's commandments, etc. Ard qaim hai aise gada se. The earth is running because of such mendicants, such people who are those devotees of Allah Ta'ala. Because of such people, the system of the world is carrying on. Yeah, we should get our facts right. We normally, unfortunately, even as Muslims, even as learned people or pious people, we think that the world, some of us, even to this extent, our ignorance is that we think the West has given us technology, comfort, whereas technology is universal. It's not West, it's not East. All the things of the world, technology has come from various parts of the world. And most of it has come from the past. It's not the present also. It has just been redefined, remade up in this time here. So it isn't the West that has given us technology. Many of us are under that misconception also. Great, great achievements have been made in the East. And then, it is not the worldly technology by which the world is running. It is by the name of Allah Ta'ala. As it comes clearly in one hadith apart, that as long as there is one person to take Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah will keep the whole system of the world going on. A common example of this, if a person is running a bus service from here to Pretoria, and he's getting his full passengers. The capacity is 50 passengers, and he's getting 50, he'll be the happiest man, because he's getting his maximum returns. But if his passengers fall down to 45, 40, still he's a happy man. He's still making profit. But if his passengers go down to 10 and 5, then he won't run the service anymore. He'll say it has come under the non-possiable act. It's not now possible. It doesn't pay now. The expenses are more than the income. But Allah will keep the whole system of the world running as long as there is one person who will say Allah. The winds will blow, the rains will come, crops will grow, people's necessities will get fulfilled, everything. It isn't technology, it isn't the governments, it isn't the firms, etc. They are all being used by Allah Ta'ala. They are all just on the stage, puppets on the stage. The strings are being pulled from behind. So as much as Allah's zikr is being made, so these people who are the devotees of Allah Ta'ala, it is because of them that this whole world is carrying on. We have got it the other way round, that it is we who support these Darul Ulooms. That's why they are running. We are who are supporting the maktabs, the hifz classes. That's why they are running. No, it is because of them that the world is running. And clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif also. One Sahabi complained of his brother that he doesn't work, he's a bit retarded or something. He can't work and I have to support him. It's like a liability, a burden. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is because of his barakat you are getting your rozi. Outwardly it's looking you are earning, but it is his barakat that you are earning. And we have seen this in so many families where a retarded child is born or something and Allah opened the doors of rozi on that family. Whenever something like that happens, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of rozi on that family. So, and it comes in the hadith that get married, you will become rich. Usually a person thinks, I can't afford a wife. I can't afford my own expenses. Where am I going to afford my wife's expenses also? Extra burden on me, liability. But by her coming, Allah will give you barakat in your rozi. And we should also remove this misconception that we are feeding the wife and the children, etc. Because of their barakat, Allah is giving us rozi. We should be thankful to them. It isn't that we are feeding them. It is their barakat, especially the woman in Islam who has been categorized as the weaker sex. Sanfe nazuk, she is not to go out and earn. She must stay in the house. And by her barakat, we are getting rozi. How many of us wrongly, we tell the wife, you don't appreciate, I earn, I bring money, I feed you, I do this for you. It is her barakat that we are getting, our rozi. And the children also, their barakat, those masoom little children, because of their barakat. Clearly, when a child wants to drink milk, suckling child, breastfeeding on its mother, when it wants milk, then the blood gets converted into milk in the mother's breast. Because of the child, this process happens. So it is all Allah Ta'ala's system and Allah Ta'ala's working. And also, the crying of the children, etc., is also a great blessing. By that, Allah's mercy comes down. We think that we are big and robust and strong, and we are ordering and doing things. No, Allah's barakat and Allah's rahmat and Allah's protection comes because of the weaker people. So these people who are engaged in Allah's ibadat, who got nisbat with Allah, it is their barakat that the world is running. From there also, we should understand, the more there is Allah's zikr on the earth, Allah's obedience, deen is alive, so much more barakat will come. It comes clearly in the hadith sharif. Then there were times before, and they will come back if we come right also, that a grape will be the size of a pomegranate. So big, so much Allah will give barakat in all these things. So it is all if we turn more towards Allah Ta'ala. So these people who are those devotees of Allah Ta'ala, by their barakat, the world is functioning and running. Be niyazi hai mihar ma siwa se. Niyazi, niyaz, that we had explained many times, is like that a person cries, a person pleads, a person begs. So Hazrat says, from everyone besides Allah Ta'ala, I've cut off all niyazi. I don't beg, I don't have hope in anyone else, I don't look at anyone else, I don't have hope from anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. Rabata ghar kawi hai khuda se. If your connection is strong with Allah Ta'ala, then you won't have hope in this person or ask of that person. Your connection will be with Allah Ta'ala. And as far as sabab is concerned, and your heart, the direction of your heart is perfect to Allah Ta'ala, then if you tell somebody your plight, etc., but you know your conviction in your heart that only Allah can help me. I'm speaking to this person to do this work for me, but I know if Allah doesn't put it in his heart, he will never. And when he does help me also, I thank him. That is adab, etiquette. But really, my thanks are only to Allah. That Allah put you, that Allah made you, give me that. So when a person's connection is strong with Allah, Allah gives him the great honor that he doesn't beg, he doesn't look at anyone else. And we see such buzurgs, they are living simple, but they are totally independent of everyone. This is when we have got that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. The heart is overwhelmed with thanks to Allah for his favors. That a person, then really we should think of this in every matter, that Ya Allah, what favors of yours upon us. The first, that Allah gave us existence. Just that we, even like, for example, as far as existence, a snake also has got existence. How many favors of Allah on the snake? Snake has got eyes, snake has got brains also. It uses its brains also. It got the capability of movement also. It moves also. What favors? Allah could make us also like that, but more than that, He made us ashraful makhluqat. He made us insan, human beings. What a great favor. More than that, He gave us iman. He gave us Islam. He made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than that, He gave us the tawfiq. Even inshallah, it is in reality, but at least outwardly, that we behave like Muslims to whatever extent it might be. We dress like Muslims, etc. What a great ni'mat. Otherwise, in these times, how many people are deprived of even that? And this is all Allah's very special favors. He gave us the tawfiq of namaz, five times namaz, whatever else. How lot shukr. So this all, if a person should think of this, he should take out time on a daily basis, half a minute, 1 minute also, and think of all Allah's favors and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And say, dil hai mamnoon, unke ata se, aapke ata se, rooh nadim hai, apne khata se. And on the other side, you look at yourself, I'm so sinful. Which sins haven't I committed? How bad am I not? How rotten am I not? And Allah, you are so kind. Who in this world, which husband can there be, that the wife is totally disobedient, totally disloyal, and is still showering favors on her? And whatever, even if the wife or the husband is doing wrong, the other one won't know everything. Some things you might come to know about. Allah knows everything in proper, more than we know ourselves, Allah knows us. And Allah knows all our evil, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't pull His hand off His favors, doesn't close it in any way. How much isn't He favoring us? How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? The beautiful dua of the Hadith Sharif, which capsulates all this, he puts it in one capsule. Allahumma bihamdikan saraft. Oh Allah, that I'm moving around, turning, doing my work, getting up, going, doing all my movements, all my things. It's all because of your compassion and your kindness. Wa bi dhanbi i'taraft. And my gunas, I admit that I'm the most sinful. And yet you are so kind. You send your mercies upon me like torrents. And I am so sinful all the time, oh Allah. And this condition Allah loves. A person who makes shukr and a person who cries over his gunas. And we are such open gunas hours. Not that we are, then the other gunas, even our namaz, we have to cry on our namaz. Actually, we have to even regard our namaz as a guna. Where are we making our namaz, how they should be made? What concentration, devotion, etc. How many things? How many times we forget our number of rakats? How many times no concentration in the namaz? All that. But yet Allah allows us to come back again. Over and over. Your worker, if one day he didn't do his job properly, how many will fire him there and then? How many will give him a second chance? And by law you have to give him 3 chances. But who does all that also? You just want to get rid. Whole life Allah is giving us chances. So we also should think, otherwise if Allah fires us from the masjid, you come here and you're just wasting your time, you're not doing no job, no proper job, you are causing more harm here. You're a liability to me and Allah has to fire us. But how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? In fact, He's still giving us biryani, He's giving us samosa, He's giving us a comfortable home, a comfortable family. Our days and nights are going comfortably. How favorable, what are the favors? So this is the ruh of tasawwuf, that a person gets this realization in him. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum. When we sit down and we make your zikr, O Allah, chahiye wo zameen dusra se. That the earth is envied by all the other earths. Clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif, on that piece of ground on which Allah Ta'ala is remembered, that ground boasts to the 7 grounds beneath it, that Allah's name is being taken on me. And similarly, all the other ground around, just imagine the sand that is touching the body of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is its superiority over all the other sand of the world? In fact, superiority over all of us together also. Its superiority is over the arsh of Allah. Its superiority is over the Kaaba Sharif, that sand. So where Allah's zikr is being made, where Allah Ta'ala Wala, that the narration of Bukhari Sharif, that person who had killed 99 people. And he went to an alim and asked, Hal li min tawbatin, is there any tawbah for me? But it was not an alim, Rabbani, who had the nisbat ta'alluq with Allah. Alim who was an alim of the book, of the law of the book. That 99, according to the law of the book, there is no chance for you. You can't be forgiven. Those who go rigid by the book, and they only follow the laws which are written down. No tawbah for you. So he killed him also. Say, why must I leave my score 99, complete my century? He even killed him also. But again Allah gave him tawfiq. Now he met a alim, a Rabbani, Allah wala. And he knew that by Allah, nobody can be a write-off. Yeah, the insurance company, which is haram in any case, your panel beater can say your car is a write-off. But by Allah, nobody can be a write-off. You can be the worst of the worst. But by Allah, you just, Allahu Akbar, just one time, our kalima, la ilaha illallah, which is kalima, kimia, it's alchemy it has got. Just reading it once, that person was destined forever to Jahannam, immediately he goes to Jannat now. Not only is his direction changed, he's gone to Jannat when he reads la ilaha. A person who was hated by Allah because of his kufr and shirk, who was mabghuz, becomes mahbub, beloved of Allah Ta'ala. A Jahannami becomes a Jannati. A Nari becomes a Nuri. A person who was going to Nar, to Jahannam, just by that kalima, now he becomes Nuri. He goes to Jannat now. So this is how Allah Ta'ala, Allah will never write off a person. Just turn to Allah Ta'ala. So that person, he was advised, now in order for your total reformation and your Islam, he came from a town which Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi has written as Fajara, where a lot of disobedience of Allah was taking place. And told him, go and stay in a town, now go to the town which is called Nasara. And go and make your Nasara, where there were people worshipping Allah, who were obedient to Allah. Good environment. Go in there, sohbat, and go and make tawbah there. Tawbah he had made already, but like official tawbah, proper tawbah, go and make it there. From this also the ulama have written, like in bay'at, it is tawbah. The person says that I'm making tawbah of kufr, of shirk, etc., all those things. So by making tawbah at the hands who in your heart you think is a pious person, that tawbah's acceptance gets in, it goes up by 100%. Your own tawbah is there on its place. Sincere tawbah you make on your own. But from Bukhari Sharif it is proven this, that to make tawbah, which you bayat is called, like a person tells when he wants to become bayat, the ta'bir, the mode of presenting it, what they say, mujhe tawbah kara dije. Or they say, mujhe Allah ka naam sikha dije. Mujhe mere Allah ka rasta bata dije. That is what is bayat. So it is making tawbah. So at the hands who in your heart you feel, that's why you go to this person who you become bayat to, who you want to make your sheikh, that is a pious person. He's got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, so your tawbah also gets more readily accepted and becomes much more valuable by Allah Ta'ala. Jisko roshan kare qudrat-e haq, that person who Allah makes to shine, who Allah gives fame and honor in this world, like we see our mashayikh, they've got so much. Hazrat Mal Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, at the time of the partition of India and Pakistan, Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayh, they were the opinion that we shouldn't have partition. The whole country should remain one, India and Pakistan. Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, the Muslim League, they were of the opinion, no, we should have Pakistan where we have our own country, we can have Islamic law, etc. So there were a lot of enemies of Maulana Thanwi. Usually the people, ordinary people, they don't understand, the differences are on their place. But between the Buzurgs, they have got nothing in their heart. They respect, honor one another. Yeah, also we don't understand that, for example, we don't agree with a certain alim. But when you meet him nicely, people say, but what's wrong? He doesn't agree with him, but he's against him. You're against his thoughts. Hate the sin, not the sinner. But we immediately, we start looking down on the person also. And when big ulama, they meet happily, they've got world of differences between them. Totally opposite lines they are going. But when they meet happily with one another. Because that is on the basis of the truth of the of deen, etc. Difference of opinion is on its place. When the difference of opinion is based on Quran and not on nafsaniyat. Not because of our nafs, that they are deducing something else from the Quran, hadith, from deen, and we, our deductions are different, but they have respect for one another. So Maulana Madani, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, what love and respect they have. That's a whole chapter on its own. But at the same time, so Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi should go for his morning walks. 3 suparas he should read in his morning walk. And he should say also, to go for a walk after Fajr, for your health's sake, you get more sawab than making Ishraq namaz also. Because your health is important, especially for an alim, that who have to pass on the message of deen and do deen's work. If he hasn't got health, what is he going to do? So for him to sit in the masjid, there is great sawab. For that morning walk, the air of the morning, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's words are narrated, subah ki hawa, 1,000 rupiah ki dawa. The morning air is better than 1,000 rupees medicine. In other words, you have long, strong vitamin, medicine, etc., good things. But the morning walk is very, very good. The air of the morning, the time from tahajjud till fajr, that time is very precious for everything, for ibadat also, for health also, for everything. It's very precious. So, one Hindu told Maulana, don't you know you have got so many enemies, you walk alone like this, they will kill you. So he said that, when I trust in him, Allah. So when he said that, he says nobody can harm you, that Hindu said. When you have got the trust in you, the whole army, all the armies of the world can come together. They won't be able to harm you. So that is what, who Allah makes to shine, then nobody can harm that person. They will try in every way. Look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What efforts. If we read in the kitabs of Sirat, how many efforts were made to harm Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah's protection. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Who can harm such a person? So any person, and if we want to become big ourselves, and we try and we use various tactics to make our, to give ourselves prominence, etc., then Allah's help is not with that person. But a person who wants to keep himself down, and he doesn't want prominence, and Allah gives him, Allah raises him, then Allah's protection is with that person also. And nobody can harm such a person. No harm will come. But yourself, you want to become big, then Allah's help is not. In fact, clearly Allah says then, in a hadith Qudsi, I don't care in which valley he goes and get destroyed. Man tawada'a lillah, a person who humbles him, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah puts him high and Allah will protect. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ, and a person who makes takabbur, pride, he wants name, fame, himself, he wants to be big. وَذَعَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah destroys that person, lowers him. So this is the effort of our buzurgs, real effort all the time. Annihilate your nafs, cut yourself down, be humble, hide yourself, don't try and make a show of yourself. Then if Allah wants to, He makes you, that is a different thing. Then Allah's protection will be with you. But yourself, you want to become big, etc., Allah's help and protection is not with such a person. Wadiya kya bujega hawa se, that light which Allah has lit, where can the winds of the world put that light off? Hey, with the light you lit yourself, that even just your, by mistake, your breath will come out, you'll put it off. Your own breath will put it off. But that light which Allah lights, all the winds of the world, the storms and the tsunamis of the world together, they can't put off that light which Allah has lit. So you make your nisbat with Allah. And one of the ways, to choose tawadu, humility. Don't have pride, don't have that people must make my khidmat. Do your own thing. Don't boss around people, do this, do that. No, you stay humble. You stay independent and see what Allah will give you. Aftab-e-nubuwwat ka matla, the horizon of the sun of the Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, like when the sun rises, how doesn't the whole horizon on the east become bright red and then shining after by Ishraq time? So when the sun of Nabuwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sons of Nabuwat, when it rose, فَوْقْتَ خَلْقِ أَسْرَاسِ, it was more greater than the world could ever imagine also. What and what? When the sun rises, look at the world, dark it is. Then when it comes to Hajjud time, now light starts coming slightly. By the time of Fajr and by Ishraq time, how lot light? The whole world is lit up. World we mean, where we are living. While other places in the world are dark, but our world where we are, how bright it becomes. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how didn't it light up the world? Hey, what a light of hidayat. Hearts were lit up. Minds were lit up. Homes were lit up. Lives were lit up. Dunya was lit up. Qabr, akhirat is lit up. All by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People got ma'rifat of Allah. People got ishq-e rasul. People got purity in them. People got humility in them. Namazes came alive. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, what was the world not given? Everything. So what it was, how much he had come. Shani azmate jibale haram ki. And what is the honor of the mountains of the haram? What is the honor? What do we know what is the honor? Koi puche to ghare Hira se. Ask the cave of Hira. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spent time. And when, because of the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask the Mount of Hira. The Mount of Hira knows the value of the mountains of the Haram. What do we know? And why does the Mount of the cave of Hira know? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it? That cave of Hira, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inside, it was more superior than Jannat also. It had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. Jannat couldn't compare with it also. The Arsh couldn't compare with it. The Kaaba couldn't compare with it. This is so it knows the value of the mountains of the Haram. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked and where he looked at these mountains and he passed by them, well, just that nisbat, that connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustarab hai mera zauq-e sajda. Restless is my nature, my desire of my sajda. That what sar ko pegham hai kuch sabah se. That in my sajda, I want to give a message to the morning wind to give to Allah Ta'ala. That in your sajda, O Allah, I'm the lowest of the lowest. O Allah, I'm the greatest sinner of all the sinners. This message, O Allah, how I don't know to thank you. Of millions of people, you gave me the tawfiq to make the sajda now. Ya Allah, that you, ya'alamu mutaqal... وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَّقَلَّبَكُمْ وَفِي سَاجِنٍ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَكُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. Allah sees you when you stand up for namaz and when you go down into sajda. Allah is watching for Allah's pleasure. Allah taught us sajda. Otherwise we should never have known sajda. And we might take it for granted. But really, fair-minded, non-Muslim people, when they see somebody making sajda, they say, what a form of worship you have been blessed with. What a great form of worship you have been blessed with. There's one French who showed it.
Model.
Hey, when she made one sajda, non-Muslim, and what she got, she became a Muslim after that. That one sajda. So what the thing Allah has given us. So my nature, my way is that I'm restless for my sajda. Because in my sajda, that is when you get the reality of sajda, you are giving a great message to Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith, a person is the most closest to Allah Ta'ala when he's in the position of sajda. When you have lowered yourself completely, you have put your head down, your brains on the ground. I am nothing. That is the time you are the highest to Allah. And in the same way, understand, when you think, I know better. No, nobody can be successful without me. If I'm not there, the things won't work. Everything will close down. Then remember you are gone down, right down. But when you realize, I am nothing, then you go high up by Allah Ta'ala. مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت. And in such a case, when you're in that sajda, Allah Ta'ala's water falls, rahmat falls, come down upon you. In what abundance. Mangta hi ye akhtar khuda se. Hadrat say, this is what I'm asking of you. Give me the reality of sajda. When I put my head down in front of you, Allah, with the reality of it, the outward form also is there. What a beautiful outward form. The inside also, from inside also we're making sajda. How many of us? We have bowed down whole life, but we couldn't make our brains bow down. We're not accepting Allah's law. We haven't made our hearts bow down. Our desires, we still break the laws of Allah. When that sajda comes in reality, our desires also will bow down. Our brains also, that I don't know anything. What Allah decrees, that is final. And I accept Allah's laws open-heartedly. Completely, I don't have any reservation on any law of Islam. When you get a sajda like that, then Allah's rahmat comes down like that on that person. May Allah bless us with all these realities, inshallah. And we should also make shukr, at least we're listening to it. And Allah bless us with the realities, inshallah. Yeah, further, the doctor of this kitab explains another great important principle, Islam or usul-e sadki. Islam and the principle of simplicity. How great it is. Today we like to be fancy, we like trimmings, we like outward show, but the greatest thing is simplicity. Al-bazazatu min al-iman. Simplicity is one part of iman. The more a person stays simple in his deen, his Islam also, he progresses, and his dunya also, there is great, great benefit in simplicity. But many of us, we like ostentation, we like show, we like style, we like fashion. All this dunya style. The greatest style and the greatest fashion is of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest style and fashion is of simplicity, of humbleness. There is no greater style and fashion. But the dunya's non-Muslims things, unfortunately, we give so much preference to them. Islam or sadgi or asani ka mazhab hai. Ad-deenu yusrun. Our Islam is an Islam of simplicity. And it is of easiness. Everything easy, carefree, simple. No ostentation, no big titles, no big names. One Maulana, he had to give a bayan somewhere. So he went to the town and he booked in at the hotel. And he told the reception that my bayan will be very long. And when I come, the hotel will be closed. So the gatekeeper, the caretaker, informed him that I'll come late. So he said, okay. So he finished his bayan whatever time. So then he came. It was closed. So he called out for the caretaker. He was sleeping upstairs. So he asked, who is there? So he started at Al-Hafiz, Al-Hajj, Al-Mufti, Maulana, Qari, Hafiz, 20, 25 titles. So that person turned around and slept away again. He didn't open. The poor Maulana had to sleep outside at the door whole night. So in the morning he said, I told you, I informed you I'll be coming. So they asked that the caretaker. So he said, yes, we had place for one person, not 25 people. So all these big titles of us and all the so many titles which we like and all our dressing and ostentation and all that, that is not like. The more simple you are, the much more safer you are also, and the much more higher you are also. And the more the empty vessels make the biggest noise. So a person who's empty, he makes a big noise, and that I'm like this, I'm like that. Or his dressing, he shows by his dressing. By your dressing, you don't become a big person. And by you giving yourself titles, you don't become a big person. And you wanting titles and praises and big, big introductions, you also don't become a big person. You are what you are from inside. Hazraji, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, said that a person is Hazraji within himself. Not that the world make you Hazraji. If the whole world praises you and you feel you are somebody, you are no Hazraji. And if the whole world criticizes you and you become depressed, you are no Hazraji. Hazraji is from what you are yourself from inside. اس کے ہر ایک پہلو میں انسانیت کے لیے آسانی اور راحت. From every aspect, how much a person has got simplicity, so much he lives in comfort and ease. And the more you have got ostentation, all the time you have to worry that what the people are thinking now. This happened, I wonder what the people are saying. And then you actually try and find out also. You start making phone calls also. That what are the people saying now? You made a bayan, for example. What's the response? Because you want outward show. Or if something wrong happens, some fight, argument in the town and thing. Now you want everyone, what are the people saying about me? What's their opinion? But if you live simple, you're not worried. You got no worry what the people are saying. When you have this ostentation, your clothes, you are worried. You are fighting with your wife. Every namaz, she has to iron your kurta for you. You want it to be not a single crease all the time. All the time you are worried. You live a simple life, no problem whatsoever. All other things, the more simplicity in your food, if you are simple. To earn it is easy. To prepare it is easy. To serve it is easy. To eat it is easy. To digest it is easy. To dispose of it is simple and easy. But the more rich food you have, and to earn it is much more harder now. And then to prepare it, to serve it, to eat it, now in style you have to eat. Now all your dishes, your utensils also have to be like that. The dastarkhan have to be like that. Everything has to be like that. And then the digestion, the stomach only knows what it goes through. And then the final in the toilet, there were all that rich fatty foods and all that. What the different tunes that come out in the toilet. And the volumes that change all the time. Hey, high volume, low volume, all the changes all the time. So simplicity, there is nothing better than some. And our deen is a deen of simplicity. And a person want to measure how much deen he's got, say how much simplicity have I got in me. That's one measurement, easy for every person for himself. The more you are simple, the more you have got deen in you. The more you are fancy and all smart, though there is permission. But so much, one person went to a khanqah, and very smart and all, like pulling up his nose that this is not right here, this, how is the room here, the bedings are lying like this. But he was a genuine person. So one person looked at me and said, after 2 weeks, we'll see you how you are. In other words, you will change when the reality will come into you. Now you are very smart and very snobbish and very proud about everything. When reality will come, you will become simple. This is what deen has to bring into a person. This simplicity in a person. And if your house, you have got simplicity in your lounge, simplicity in your kitchen, simplicity in your bedroom, your bathroom, simple life. But when you've got all fancy things everywhere, the poor visitors come, forget children, big people are frightened. That if you slip here or you put this thing out of place or this thing breaks here, then a big problem here. But if it is simple, no problem. You don't have, nobody has got any fear. You just live nicely. But all this ostentation and show and that, this is very, very harmful. Huzur Akdas sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ne apni zindagi ko saada banakar hame saadgi ki taaleem di. Well, how great was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But his life so simple and taught us simplicity, verbally also and practically also. One time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept on the grass mat. When he woke up, all the marks of the grass mat was on his body. Sahaba cried, radiyallahu anhu. They said, oh Allah's Rasul, if you permit us, we will prepare the best bed for you. The kings of Persia and Rome, they are kafirs, non-believers, but they live in so much luxury. You are Allah's Nabi. And you should be living in so much luxury. So he said, are you still in doubt about this matter? What is this dunya where you just for a little while? It's a transit lounge. You want to give so much importance and time and value to the transit lounge? The real life is akhirah. And also, the more a person lives simply, the more he can prepare for akhirah. The more you are worried about your dunya, about your clothes, your shoes, your car, everything about dunya's things, the less you get time. And even what time you get for akhirat, your mind is still in dunya. And if you just do your dunya's things simply, easily, just by the way, you concentrate in your akhirat all the time. مٹی اور لرکی اور لکڑی کی برتن سادگی کی علامت ہے. ٹو یوز یوٹینسلس آف وڈ اینڈ یوٹینسلس آف سینڈ کلے. ٹوڈے یو گیٹ اٹ کوائٹ اے بٹ یوزنگ کلے یوٹینسلس ایون وڈ اینڈ یوٹینسل دیٹس اے سائن آف سمپلسٹی. چین کی شہر یانگ میں لوگ پھر سے مٹی کے برتن استعمال کرنے لگے. ان چائنا دا سٹی آف یانگ the people are beginning again to use clay utensils, things made of clay. کیونکہ دھات کے ہر برتن میں مضرت اور نقصان موجود ہے. Because all utensils of especially aluminium, in the cooking, the particles of aluminium mixes with the food. And that is very, very harmful. And whether it is anything else, stainless steel is less. But also in the enamel is also less. Stainless steel even less. But if you use sand utensils, previous days, not in our time, at the beginning, they should cook and they gave particular. Not long ago, we were in Kilimani in Mozambique, and on a Sunday they had prepared special one bheja and all, a special meal. It was after Qurbani. And they had pride that they prepared it on coal, not on electric stove. That also has a great difference. On coal, and they cooked it in sand utensils, clay pots. The taste is also much more greater. This clay utensil, yeah. In the hadith it comes, a person who drinks in clay utensils, farishtas make dua for that person. And this is a natural filter. Clay utensils pulls out all the germs and throws it on the outside. It's a natural filter. We don't need all these filters, which in 99% of the case also just gimmicks. It's no real filtering also. It's just a gimmick. So this is the best for health-wise, for everything. And even in Deen Solar Barkat, if we can use clay utensils. Chakki aur kuwe se paani bharna jab se chhuta hai. From the time that women are no more grinding flour themselves. That was the chakki. It was a stone, like a platform, and another stone on it that moves on it. And they put the wheat in between and then they turn that. And that crushes the wheat, which is still common in India, in the villages, etc. That and taking water from the well, we can't even imagine these days now. Eh? But I don't know how many of us, alhamdulillah, when we were small, we know about the well. We pulled out water from the well. It was a common thing, but today it's completely gone. So he says, since these things have left us, اس وقت سے عورتوں میں موٹاپا, اعصابی کمزوری, عضلاتی کھچاؤ, مسل سٹرین, نسوانی امراض, gynecological diseases, نفسیاتی دباؤ جیسے امراض بڑھ گئے. Since we're not being practical on these things, our women today are not doing any housework, even not sweeping, not washing one cup or one spoon also. Actually, the women of the past, they should do this also. That they should grind the flour themselves also. Go and take out water. Hazrat Fatima radiya is a sunnat of Hazrat Fatima. So much she should carry the water, take it out from the well, that the marks were formed on her body also. So, and who is she? The queen of the woman of Jannah. The daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today we shy away. And we regard it as below our dignity and that to do this. There's also some men feel happy that we go and tell our wives you must do all the housework, so we save on a maid. We can save that money. We don't have to pay that money and that. But we also have to be practical. Not just we live like lords and let them slog and work hard, but we also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself person, Allah's Nabi should do housework. He should sweep the house. He should do his own work for himself, mending his clothes, shoes, etc. He did it himself. So we also not only take it out on the woman, but we also should come right. Since then, now the women, they are growing more fat. Now in order to do that, now they're going ark. Now they're jogging on the roads. That's not our tariqah. We gave up our tariqah and we went full into that. More and more we're going in that tariqah. One girl who became Hafiza by Appa, after some years she came and visit. Then she narrated that friend, she also shouldn't keep a helper in the house, do her work herself. So her friend told her, "Well, you must keep somebody." She said, "Then what will I do?" She was just married, no children stuff. She said that you must watch TV then. You've got no work to do, you must watch TV. So this is how our brains are gone upside down, how they are working. And then come weakness has come, muscle strain has come, gynecological diseases have come, and stress has come, all these diseases have increased. Ek mahir surgeon ne apne guftugu mein kaha, an expert surgeon in one of the hospitals said, main challenge se kehta hoon, I challenge and I say, aap gyne ward mein jaakar tehqeeq kare, go in the gyne ward and find out from all the lady, the woman patients who are in there. رحم کے کینسر میں زیادہ تر وہ خواتین مبتلا ہوگی جو اسقاط حمل کرا چکی ہے. That those women are suffering from cancer of the womb who had abortions done. Those women, you will find that most of the women who have got cancer of the womb are those women who had abortions done. اسقاط حمل سے بے شمار نسوانی امراض ظہور پذیر ہوتے ہیں. Because of abortions, unlimited and untold diseases come into the woman. It looks simple, just go for an abortion, finish, end of the story. But you don't know, you have opened the door of how many other problem gates you have opened, of how many other problems. Islami usul hai, ke bachche jaanne wali aurat se shaadi karo. It is a teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tazawwajul wadood al walood. Marry a woman who can give birth to many children. Now how are you going to know? How you're not going to experiment before you. You'll find out. See her family, her mother, her sisters. Is that family that they have lot of children? Try and marry such a woman who will have more children. Lekin kam shaadi karo. Lekin kam bache khushhal girane ke naare ne auraton ko go na go amraz mein mubtala kar diya. But this, that today this nara, this slogan, ghar mein hote hai acche ek ya do bacche, that in the house only one, two children, that house is very nice, that there will be prosperity. All funny slogans they have, that the less children you have, the better you are. But that has involved woman in woman's machinery Allah has made. When that machinery is used, more children, then her health remains very good. But when she does not get operated, she doesn't have enough children, her health also suffers. کپڑے دھونا گھرداری کا اصول ہے. One of the great principles of running a house was to wash clothes also by hand. That old system with the bath, and you had your washing board and you bend down and you wash. Today we can't imagine it also. Today the maids don't want to do it. They also ask first, you got a washing machine. The maids want a washing machine, forget the housewife having doing it herself. اور اس سے بازو سینے اور سینے کے عضلات کی بہترین ورزش ہوتی ہے. By that, the breast, the chest, the sides, سینے اور سینے, all these muscles, the best exercises in there. No need to jog and go to the ark and all those things. They do that housework, then see the beauty, the woman figure, how it will also come out. And what great qualities they will have if they do these household exercises. Their health also will remain very good. This will make a person sweat also, by which all the dirt of inside comes out when you sweat. But today we do no work, and the little sweat by mistake which comes out, that also we block. With deodorants, etc. In other words, we make sure that the dirt must remain in the body. Judge Akbar Allahabadi had said a beautiful poem, اے نئی روشنی تیرا مو کالا ہو. Oh, modern zamana, modern times, may your face be blackened and darkened. Andar se andhera, bahar se ujala. Inside you are dirty and black, outside you are shining. This is all today, that all these things, we have hatred for one another, jealousy. Dunya's muhabbat must bring this. Fights, hatred, jealousy in us, dunya's muhabbat has to bring this. But outside, just a big show about everything. A person who cleanses his inside in every way, even bodily, if you are bodily clean, then alhamdulillah, you'll have a very healthy life. اور عورتیں بے شمار نسوانی تکالیف سے بچ جاتی ہے. If they do this housework, even if we're using washing machines now and then, wash some clothes yourself. Wash some dishes with your hand. Little bit keep that practice. Lekin today we're not prepared to pick up a spoon also. So much so more that in how many houses, peeling of the potatoes, slicing the onions, that is also left to the maids now. That our woman, and how many houses, those maids cook everything. The housewife just gives an order, tangles her handbag, got her credit cards inside, the car key, and she's gone shopping. When she come home, everything must be ready there. We do nothing ourselves. Housewoman should try and do everything. If not everything, at least Dr. Mayat of Petersburg, Dhammat Barakatum, said, one person went to the doctor saw everything, told him that you should start exercise. He came home, he told his wife, this was those zamana when a hand watch, you had to wind it with your own hand. So he said, from today I wind my own watch. In other words, he wasn't even doing so much. Not even winding his watch he was doing. So at least do something. And he said, little exercise is better than no exercise. Even little bit if we do, it is better than doing nothing. But let us do something at least. Lekin ab uske jaga machine ne le li hai. Now washing machines, they doing all the washing. Aur uska natija ye nikla ke har aurat kande ke joro ke dard mein mubtala hai. The result of which that almost every woman has got now pains in their joints. Because they're not exercising it. And this other exercise is no exercise. The real exercise is this for a woman. Adiyah Khazain-e Quran or Adiyah Khazain-e Hadith. Treasures of duas from the Quran and Hadith. And these are so powerful, mashallah. And so many people have benefited tremendously from them. May Allah reward our Shaykh, increase his stages, give Hadrat full shifa, and give him a very long life. What beautiful duas from Quran and Hadith. Are usually Buzurg's wazifas are from the experiences. You see, it's not from Quran Hadith, but Hadrat's wazifas are all from Quran and Hadith. And Abdullah ibn Khubayb radiyallahu anhu qala kharajna fi laylatin matarin wa dhulmatin shadidatin natlubu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fa'adraknahu. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Khubayb radiyallahu anhu says, one night it was raining, it was very dark, and we were missing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We don't know. And the Sahaba were very frightened because the Jews, the Munafiqeen, always wanted to cause harm. So they always wanted to be protecting Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where is Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So we went looking for Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَأَدْرَكْنَاهُ We found Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَقَالَ قُلْ Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me, say. قُلْتُ مَا أَقُولْ Asked, what must I say? Yeah, also we learned that the great treasure was given to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Khubayb and threw him to the Ummah. And he was blessed with it. He had that great fikr. Where is my Nabi? Let me go and look for my Nabi. So because of that, he got this great treasure. So the more we have contact with our mashayikh, the more we, those who are more closer, who stay, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, so close all the time. Those are the ones who benefited more. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ Say, read the قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ هِينَ تُصْبِحُ وَهِينَ تُمْسِي In the morning when you get up and at night when you go and sleep. ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ Three times. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ It will be sufficient for you from everything. Just reciting the three quls. Three times each with Bismillah each time. This riwayat is in Mishkat Sharif. Abdullah ibn Khubayb al-Juhani, Haliful Ansar, Madani, Lahu Sohbatun, Hadithuhu fi Ahli al-Hijaz. The narrator of this hadith, Abdullah ibn Khubayb, is of Juhan, a place Juhan, he's Juhani. And he was a freed slave of the Ansar. He was a Madani, and he had Sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a Sahabi, and he was known for his hadith in the people of Hijaz. So this is a great amal which we should not miss out. Every day, our Shaykh Dhammat Barakatum says that you will be protector. It will be takfikam in kulli Shay, it will be sufficient for you from everything. Hazrat explains there are two aspects of this, which the ulama of hadith have explained. One is a tafika min kulli wirdin. It is sufficient for you from reading all the other wazifas. Which means that some days if you can't read all what you read normally, like some days you can't have your full breakfast. You are rushing off to catch a plane, you have got a meeting very early in the morning, you have to travel 2 hours for a meeting, you have to leave straight after Fajr, it's winter for example. You can't have your full breakfast. Even the wife say, at least have half a cup tea. Or she say, take a banana with, it will suffice you. But every day, you don't have half cup tea for breakfast. Or you don't have breakfast just with one banana, you have your full normal breakfast. But some days when you can't, then this is sufficient. So some days when you can't have your full breakfast of all your wazifas, tilawat of Quran, durood sharif, istighfar, everything, don't miss out this wazifa. That day also, read this wazifa. This will be sufficient for that day, not permanently. Not for that, not only that day, now you make it permanently, this will be sufficient. No, just for that day. The other, takfika min kulli shar. It is protection for you from every evil. Our Shaykh, the Ahmed Barakatum, Jazamullah Khair, says, explains four types of evils which face people commonly. One is, commonly everywhere people are complaining about jadu, jinn. If you read this, you won't need any amils in your life. All that whole chakkar of the amils will be out of your life. If we read this regularly, we will be protected. Other is, Hazrat says, about serious health problems. Who you hear heart problem, who you hear cancer, who you hear depression, tension. This will protect you from all those things also. And the other, which is also very common in the world, robberies, crimes, hijackings, fraud in business, etc., you will be protected. And the biggest of all, Hadrat says, is your own nafs and shaitan. They are the worst shar and the worst evil. You will be make their niyat also, you will be protected from your nafs also, evils of nafs and evil of shaitan. So such a wonderful wazifa. It is an insurance. But it's such an insurance which is jais also 100%. And this insurance doesn't allow the harm to take place and looks for loopholes not to pay out. This insurance does not even allow the harm to take place. And in fact, this insurance gives you more prosperity, more protection and barakat in all these things. So we should try and make this a regular habit. Every day after Fajr, after Maghrib, read three times the three quls with Bismillah each time. There is a very great wazifa. We shouldn't miss out on this wazifa. Very simple. Also, when usually we do this with our friends, then we find when we read other wazifas, we can make out people don't know the duas, etc. But this everyone knows. Who doesn't know the three quls? Everyone knows the three quls. And it is Allah's system what is most important and necessary. Allah made it the most easiest. The greatest thing to save ourselves from Jahannam is La ilaha illallah. Allah made it so easy. And to get the highest stages, tahajjud and all, what qualities. But to enter Jannat, Allah has made it very easy for everyone. So this also is very easy. We should really bring it into our lives and do it regularly, not just for a few days, but always we should try and read it, inshallah. Yeah, in order to get the sweetness of Iman. This is different from Iman. Iman we got, but to enjoy the sweetness of Iman. One other recipe also. Like, for example, somebody says, to make your bhajiyas more delicious. I'll tell you a recipe. You're enjoying your bhajiyas. But I'll tell you a recipe that by which it will become, all will talk of your bhajiyas. The whole town will talk of your bhajiyas. So our Iman is there. But to make that Iman, which the Farishtas will talk about, that sweetness of that Iman, which you will also enjoy. What is that? Bad nazri, yani bad nigai se bachne par bhi is in aam ka waada hai. A person who doesn't look at other women, haram, wrong things, then also Allah has promised that Allah will give that person sweetness of Iman. An Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inna nazra sahmu min sihami iblis masmum. من تركها مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. A person, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, The looking of the eyes, haram looking, looking at other women, is an arrow of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. It causes great, great harm. It causes havoc, this looking at other, just the looking from there everything starts. It causes havoc. It's a poisonous arrow of shaitan. And it's a great desire which Allah has kept in the hearts of men. They would like to look at other women. But a person who doesn't, Allah says, his heart worked. Great effort he made. He didn't look even from the side of his eyes. Or just little his eyes fell. Now he doesn't keep that picture in his mind also. He deletes it completely. In return, I give him sweetness of iman. And which he will find that sweetness in his heart. The more you work, the bigger your investment. You invest 100 rand, your return will be accordingly. You invest 1 million rand, your return will be accordingly. So this is the biggest investment. This desire which Allah has kept in every person. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. The desire of woman, Allah has kept it. But a person who invests this, breaks it, doesn't, then the return also is the greatest. So this is the easiest, fastest, greatest, highest way to reach Allah, looking after your eyes. There are a lot of other things. You can read lot wazifas, you can make lot zikr. But this, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh himself says, that this is such a wazifa, and all your whole life you're going to be confronted with this. You can become a 90-year-old man, more cold than a deep freeze also, but your eyes you will still want to look. But a person who practices and he sacrifices and he doesn't look at all, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him with the highest level of iman also. May Allah bless us all, inshallah. Jai always wants to become bad. Briefly, always and for all of us, bayat is sunnat, it's not faraz. What is faraz is important to understand our islah, our reformation. What we were talking about, humbleness, not to try and not to have the desire of name, fame, all these things, controlling our eyes, our temper, all these things. This is what is, and that is faraz on everyone. And bayat is for that purpose, so that that comes into us. And when becoming bayat doesn't mean we give up all. Is he studying? Doesn't mean he have to give up his studies now and just carry on with this. A person is in tabligh work, doesn't mean he must give up his tabligh work. You are married, doesn't mean you must divorce your wife. You got a business, doesn't mean you close your business. No, all that will carry on. With that, do this also. And then all those other things also will have wonderful fruits. Your married life, your business, your everything. If your islah is made, everything will become wonderful. So bayat is for that purpose. When becoming bayat as a student, always, it's very less for a student, even for everyone today. It's not difficult. Well, one thing is maintain Islamic dressing at all times, especially during holidays when you are traveling home, etc. Maintain Islamic dressing. Other, read Quran Sharif daily. Yeah, in the madrasa you are reading, but even in holidays, daily read. And in fact, in holidays, increase our recitation because it's holidays. And then, for students, just come for the morning zikr. The zikr that is made here in front, Yasin Sharif 10 times, the first kalima, Durood Sharif, that and the morning, that is also sufficient for you as a student. And then, come in, keep contact. If you can make it for the majlis, you get time from your studies, you come. Otherwise, keep on meeting, always keep contact, meet, etc. Give me a hand. I'll read the khutbah. After that, what I say, you must repeat it. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and spiritual reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadariya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha wat afiyat izzat and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah ta'ala accept, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا بنعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.